you ever notice that there are two worlds today? So one world is like reality, right? You know, you go outside, touch a tree, you can feel it, you can smell the fresh air, you can feel the wind against your skin. And then we got the other world that's, you know, behind a screen. We really aren't connected with it. We're just scrolling and scrolling, and it kind of brings us into a unconscious state. And I would say kind of puts a damper on like our decision making. So this whole talk about, say, like the metaverse, basically creating a new reality for yourself, I think this is kind of an issue, because for years and years and years, all we had is one reality. All we had is, you know, going outside and feeling the earth. But now we have something that's stuck behind a screen. And the issue with this is our brains are now trying to convince us that this social media or whatever we see online is real. Now, don't get me wrong. I think social media has some great benefits. You know, I think it allows you to connect with other people in ways that we were never able to, right? Like 50 years ago, you couldn't just go on Instagram and, you know, follow someone from out of the country while you're like in the US and, you know, watch everything they're posting and talk with them and get inspiration, right? Like, no, you couldn't do that. And it wasn't common, obviously, because it was never invented. So there's great benefits with social media, but I think that very few of us use these benefits. And I know when I first started getting on social media when I was younger, you know, as early as, what was I don't know, 9, 10, maybe older than that, but it was so new to me. But the issue with that is I made it my new reality, right? I wasn't really living in real life. If I was a room full of people with who I didn't know, I would go on social media. If I was in an elevator, it'd be social media. If I was in an uncomfortable situation, I would try to escape to this other reality that I created for myself. But the issue with this is it's not real. We're escaping into this fake world. If used incorrectly, of course, like I said, there are great benefits with social media, but I think it's really often abused. When I was just getting into Instagram, I made it my world, though, so it consumed my life, and I thought everyone on there was showing their real life. But what I failed to realize was that if I wasn't showing my real life on Instagram, why did I think the majority of people were? So I was overly consuming images of, you know, people on social media looking what I thought was perfect, which, by the way, you know, does not exist. But I thought I had to look this way too. And what I didn't realize was that this girl or these people whose Instagram pictures I was crying over because they were just looking so good, actually spent hours photoshopping, you know, their body and didn't like how they looked. Right? I think that is a sad thing that kind of came into our world. But it wasn't just the people that I was looking at, you know, photoshopping their images. I thought I was looking at real life when I was looking at other girls' posts, right? But what I didn't see was the girl sucking in her stomach so tight she could hardly breathe because she wanted to look like that model she just saw, even though she just had like a huge lunch, but she still wanted to take Instagram pictures because, you know, she had to post something at the right time so people would comment, people would like it, and everyone would just give her that instant gratification that she needed because she didn't have the confidence herself. So what I'm getting to here is, when I saw these people posting these images that, you know, looked just perfect, I started editing my photos because I wanted to look like them. And I don't mean like with different colors, like, oh, you know, I should bring the shade down a little bit, or, you know, put the saturation up. Like, no, I mean full on changing my facial structure, okay? I'm really exposing myself here, but yeah, I changed the shape of my eyes, lips, forehead, waist, everything in between. I changed it all. And guess what? It didn't make me feel any better. It made me feel worse because I compared myself to the edited and then the non-edited picture, and I felt miserable because I didn't look like the fake version that I created myself to be. And by the way, if you're wondering and you're like, Adriana, like, do you still have these pictures on Instagram? Like, no, I took them all down. It's really sad to me to think that I had to edit and Photoshop these pictures, but honestly, like, it wasn't my fault. I, not to say that to like cast blame on other people, but like I was, what, 12 years old photoshopping my pictures. Like, that doesn't just come to a 12-year-old. They have to be able to see that somewhere, to see other people doing that, to get their in that in their mind. A lot of my friends, you know, edited their photos, photoshopped them, and it was just very normal. I'll even come across some photos on my photo album and they're photoshopped, and I'm like, I do not even recognize myself. Like, never in my life was I that curvy. So I don't know what I was thinking. But the comments I got, you know, on these posts that I would share just kind of affirmed that my fake self was better than who I really was. It just kind of confirmed that I looked better. And this just kept this cycle going of, you know, hating how I looked, editing myself to make myself look better, and then getting comments adoring my fake self, and then feeling worse about the girl that I really saw in the mirror. Now, this is one way social media is fake, and I'm not saying that everyone photoshops their photos, but not everyone is their authentic self. What I mean by this is, because it's just a highlight reel, and this really isn't anyone's fault. I mean, maybe the people who created Instagram, but, you know, no shame on them. But I don't think it was natural. It's not natural for humans to, I think, openly share their struggles with the world. You know what? That's a little bit difficult. So when you have a social media app that starts off with, like, everything has to be, like, matching and aesthetic, and, like, the photos have to look good, obviously it's kind of hard to combat that and, you know, share about your struggles. But back to the highlight reel of Instagram, you know, when was the last time that you looked for the worst picture of yourself to post? Like, a picture where you were in the middle of changing poses, or, like, you know, whatever. But I highly doubt that we do this, because I don't. When we're picking out the good pictures or the best ones to post, I highly doubt we're thinking that we're trying to deceive everyone into thinking that we look this way. But it's just normal to want to look our best. Sometimes I'll come across videos of myself, or I'll be like editing a video to post, and I'm like, why does my, like, it looks like I have a weird thing on my face right there. Like, my face is like discolored. Like, no, maybe I shouldn't post this. But then I just remind myself, like, so what? Like, who cares? I don't think anyone's going to notice that. And if they do, like, you know, whatever. So if they comment about it, whatever. You know, it really doesn't matter at that point, because they're ultimately just people typing behind a screen, and I highly doubt anyone would say some things to my face that people comment. But that's besides the point. So it's normal to want to look our best, right? But I think this can indirectly make the person viewing your post think that this is real life. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with posting a picture you think you look great in, like I do the same. But I think if all of us realize that social media is the highlight reel of our life, and we just keep remembering this anytime we start to criticize ourselves because we don't look like this person on social media, or we don't have their lives, I think that that can give us a better experience in life, and our confidence won't be shattered. Because let's get real, like, social media is not a natural thing for human beings. And for it to just be in recent times, we've had to kind of adapt. But I don't think we've adapted in the best way, because it's so new, I don't think we really know how to cope with it. So most people a lot of people are kind of just abusing it. And I was one person who did that. We all heard of phone addictions. I think a lot of people have them, and I used to have one too. Constantly scrolling, constantly checking my phone. And even now, like, I have to check myself, you know, because I have to remind myself this is not reality. So, you know, maybe you're looking at someone's Instagram and they always seem really happy or joyful. I think that, you know, photos are one thing, but there's also videos where, you know, we see someone always happy, always joyful on their Instagram. But maybe they're having a panic attack one day and they're not going to record it. I mean, that's highly unnatural to be like, oh my gosh, like, I'm freaking out, let me pull out my phone and record this. I mean, I know we've all videoed ourselves like crying and like getting upset, but for the most part, I think that it's highly unnatural to record ourselves in the toughest moments and just post it on social media. So obviously, I don't think people that post all the happy parts of their life are really doing anything inherently wrong, unless they're have it in their mind that they're trying to deceive people. But I don't think it's inherently wrong. I just think that we need to realize that we're not seeing the whole picture. Because if you see someone and you think their life is all great, you wish they were that person, you know, it can really do a damage on yourself. And I'm guilty of this. I remember a year ago, I was in so much pain. I had just gone through a breakup and I was having like serious kidney issues. I don't know if you've ever had a kidney infection, but it felt like someone was stabbing me in the back every single day for quite a few weeks. Got over that, thankfully. But at this time, I wasn't comfortable with sharing this on my Instagram. I had just started like recently posting and building a platform, and I didn't really want to show the struggles quite yet. So I kind of just kept my joyful self on Instagram, tried to be positive, spread positivity. I did indirectly post some things that related to my struggles, but I never really admitted it. I just honestly didn't feel like sharing with people that I was struggling, which is pretty valid. I mean, sometimes you just don't feel like sharing. But if I was going through that now, I would share it, because I know if I was scrolling on my feed thinking everyone's life was amazing and then saw one person sharing their struggles and what she does to overcome them, I think I would feel inspired to keep going if I was also struggling. And I think community is found when we kind of connect over our struggles or, you know, maybe problems you might have, because these are the times where maybe we don't feel as alone because we find someone who relates to this. And I think that's the beauty of social media. You know, we have the opportunity to connect with people that we normally wouldn't, on the other side of the country or even the world, and find some similarities which can really make us feel better. Now, I don't like the idea of like complaining to others or, you know, venting. I think sometimes that has a place, but I believe we should always bring our problems to God first. At least that really helps me get like a clear idea of, you know, what's going on in my life, and really praying about it helps. But I'm not just talking about social media here, you know, I'm talking about real life. So talking to your friends about what you're struggling with and seeing if they relate or have advice, you know, something like that, because we're meant to have community and talk with people. And I think that while social media can be great to do that, we need to actually make a conscious effort to do that in real life, because I think most of us aren't going to openly share our struggles on social media. So really connecting in real life is what I'm trying to get to here. But basically my whole point in trying to reveal this to you is to try to make more people realize that we cannot make social media the new reality. I think that we really need to focus on real life, because phones can become such an addiction. I mean, anything that provides this much dopamine and instant gratification can. You know, I know I've really had to pray about it, because even if like I get, you know, maybe a ton of likes on like a reel or a post that I do, and you know, that gratification, Instagram gratification starts hitting, then maybe I don't get that for a few days and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, do people not like me? And that's happened to me before, and I'm like, okay, just remind yourself why you're doing this. You're trying to do this to inspire others, relate to people, you know, find community and provide value, you know, in this world in any way you can. And so that's what I have to remind myself, because that instant gratification can just take over, and it can take over our real life, and that's when it's an issue. When you find more joy in your phone and you pick it up more than you take a look outside, I think that's an issue. And it's really been an issue for me too, but pretending that this phone is reality does a lot of damage to our mental health. So staring into this little box for 4, 5, 6, 7 plus hours a day and consuming media that we don't control is an issue. In real life, I think you have more consciousness. Like, the phone kind of makes you lose sight of decision making, I feel. Not that we can't like make a decision to click off Instagram, but sometimes it's just hard, you know? You just automatically open your phone. Do you ever have that? You automatically open your phone, you go to Instagram, you don't even realize you're clicking on, you know, TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever, but you're just there and you somehow ended up there. One trick that has been good for me is actually using like the Screen Time app on my phone. So highly recommend using that. I know sometimes I will just click ignore, but it's like that one more step that's like making you realize, oh, I'm going on to Instagram now, or oh, I'm logging on to TikTok to scroll for hours. Like, it's just that one more step, because sometimes you just go into zombie mode. Like, just scrolling on TikTok. I know I've been there, just scrolling and scrolling on TikTok, and you kind of just don't feel alive. And honestly, I think that, wow, phones can be great. They are going to do a lot of damage if we keep staying on our phones at the rate that this society is. And it's not like real life where you're like, okay, let me walk into this room and open this door. Like, no, you just get into scrolling and scrolling. It's interesting. Like, you know, the whole TikTok, it's probably called that because, you know, TikTok goes the clock as you spend your entire life on this app. Consuming, consuming, consuming. Not to say there isn't good stuff on social media, but I would say that overall, we have to be in control. We have to make sure that we are making a conscious decision to go on social media. If we're making that conscious decision, great. If we're deciding to go on Instagram and look at someone's profile who we really admire, great. Like, I have some really inspiring people that I follow, and I love to see their posts. They make me happy. They bring me joy. But we have to be in control of it. We can unfollow the people who make us feel bad. We can mute them, you know, do whatever we need to. We can click off a video that makes us angry, and we can choose to follow people who are inspiring, but not become obsessed with an app. Like I said, social media can be so beneficial, but I just know that giving myself the realization that Instagram and social media is not reality has helped a lot. Because even though you're probably saying to yourself, like, yeah, it's not reality, obviously I know that, but your brain sometimes doesn't know the difference, and you have to let your brain know, like, okay, this is not reality, what I'm watching, because this is new technology. Like, it has not been around for that long, and we have to let our brains know that. So yeah, in all, social media, it's been really beneficial for me. It's caused a lot of negative impact in the past, but once I was able to control it, it really changed my life. And that's because I made a conscious effort to use it for my good and not let it control me. And you can do that too. You cannot let it become your reality. You can let reality become your reality. Because once you take control and choose to live your life in your current reality, that's when you can start creating a life you love. That's when you can start experiencing new things, experiencing the real things. You know, that's when you can really get in touch with nature, get in touch with God, and not have your life around a little box with a screen. So if you're up for this, let's do it together, because I know that I want to create a life that I love, and I don't want anything to control that. I don't want some little phone to control me creating a life I love. So yeah, let's create a life we love together and take control. If you enjoyed what we talked about today, then be sure to share with a friend and stay tuned for upcoming episodes on how to create the life that you love.